Hello and welcome back. If this is your first time joining us, my name is Charlotte Albert. I am a master trainer of neuro-linguistic programming, certified master trainer and coach, and I specialize in transforming lives. We have been talking about the power of unconscious mind. In the last blog, I alluded that your unconscious mind is a powerful force and does a lot of things in your body for you. It makes up around 95% of your brain power, and because it does so many things for you, at least let's get to know him or her a little bit. Like I said, your unconscious mind does a lot of things for you, but I want to go through only a couple of them, a couple of things it does for us. Plus, it's very important in the process of creating your future. Your unconscious mind stores memories. Your unconscious mind organizes your memories. So let's begin. See, as events happen in our life, the unconscious mind stores those memories and then catalogs them or organizes them in a certain way so that you know the difference between something that happened 15 years ago and something that happened 3 weeks ago. So all these emotions are cataloged and stored in a certain way, and you don't do that consciously. In 1957, a scientist named Penfield, working with a woman's epilepsy, actually drilled a hole in her brain. And what happened then was that she remembered everything from her birthday party when she was 2 years old. She could actually feel the way her dress felt. She could remember the smell and the taste of the birthday cake. She could see her parents as they were then. A complete, total memory that came back from age two when he probed her brain. So then the rat doctors got busy and they thought, if the memory is stored in the brain, we're in the brain. And started having rats run the maze and cut out parts of the rat's brain. Here's what they found. And what they found was that if they cut out the entire rat's brain, as long as they didn't cut out the brain stem, the rat could still run the maze, which was interesting. So what they figured at that point was that the memory is not just stored in the brain, but it's stored holographically throughout the entire body, which means that every cell in your body has a holographic memory of everything that happens. Now, in a hologram, if you take a holographic picture, it looks like a bunch of squiggly lines. It doesn't look like a picture. In a hologram, even parts of the picture can contain the whole of the memory. Because if I were to take a holographic picture of an apple, let's say, what I'll do is I shine a laser on the apple and I shine a laser on the background, and then I would take a picture. And when I develop the plate, I would get a plate that would look like an apple. I would get a plate that had a bunch of squiggly lines on it. Now, what's interesting about that is that if I break the holographic plate in half, you won't get half the picture, half an apple, like a regular picture. I get a whole apple when I project the laser through it again. You'll see a whole apple suspended in midair. The interesting thing about this is I can take this picture and break it in half again and break it in half again and break it in half again. And every time you shine a laser through the picture, you still have a whole apple projected and suspended in midair. Now, what the difference is that you'll have less and less detail, which means maybe the little scratches on the edge won't be that visible, but I still have a whole apple even from a very small piece of that plate. Now, unless you think this metaphor isn't true and it's a metaphor, there is a book called The Heart's Code by Paul Pearsall. And an 8-year-old girl got a heart transplant from a 10-year-old girl who had been murdered. They transplanted the heart into an 8-year-old girl, and the 8-year-old girl began to recover memories of the murder, such that in conjunction with police, with additional investigations, found the man and convicted him of the murder based on the testimony of the girl who received the heart of the dead girl. Now, I'm going to stop here, otherwise we'll be here for another hour. But we'll pick up where we left off today in our next vlog. Thank you for giving me your time. I truly appreciate you. If you got value, please be sure to subscribe and come back next week as we continue into our unconscious mind and our behaviors and beliefs and how we can change them permanently to create the life we want. If you're ready to grow personally and/or professionally, or you may have an interest in becoming a certified coach, I teach what I do, and or perhaps you may want a one-on-one coaching. Spend some time around our website, www.nlpsuccesscoaches.com. Then be sure to reach out to me by phone 949-522-1615 or via email info@nlpsuccesscoaches.com. This is Sholeh Talbert wishing you well. Until next week. See you next week.